Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For you then.
We appreciate the storm information.
Here for you now.
Sky Radio. Thanks. You're a lifesaver.
The Hurricane Information Station.
Thanks, Sky.
Thanks.
Sky Stormwatch for Radiant Credit Union.
Make sure you're executing your plan now.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. Hour number two begins. It is 7:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. We still have a lot to talk about related to Helene, the aftermath. Unfortunately, the death toll is over 90. We've got the vice presidential debate that is coming up tomorrow night. We're going to carry it live on the Sky. But right now, I have one of my favorite Betsy's in the whole world in here in the studio, Betsy Papin. Good morning. How you doing?
Great. Glad to be here, Bob.
And you've got a brand new book out, Breaking Boxes. And who would know more about boxes than someone's going to help you move?
That's right.
Because that's what we always say right on the commercials. Start packing the boxes. But you want to break boxes. Why?
Well, you know, it's funny. Yes, in real estate, we use boxes all the time. And I see buyers and sellers pack up their life and move it across the city, state, country. And I think sometimes we forget that the nature of boxes are meant to be temporary and dismantled and flattened and taken to the curb mm-hmm. on garbage pickup day.
Right.
And I had a tendency in my life to stay in boxes that no longer served me. And so I wrote the book. It's really my journey on those boxes and how I found myself in them and how I got out of them. And as I shared that story with people, I recognized that this is a universal problem mm-hmm. that we have. These expectations and opinions of others, society, our gender, our roles, our industry has on us. And if we don't recognize that we have choices and can get ourselves out of boxes or not even enter them, what a better and more authentic life we can live.
I hope that, you know, especially younger people get that message. And do you think maybe it is a little easier to get outside the box today than it was, you know, when you were coming up, you know, when you were, say, in college, what the expectations were right. a lot different than maybe a young woman going to school now?
Absolutely. I think we definitely have more compassion and also less tolerance for the overt boxes. But I think it's still there. And it's not gender specific. I mean, everybody finds themselves in boxes from time to time. And we also put other people in boxes. It's not mm-hmm. just us being a victim. We do it to other people and how harmful it can be when we're not even trying to be.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's not. You talk to people and we identify most of the time, either through family or our jobs or both, but your job is definitely part of it. Mm-hmm. When you talk to somebody, like, so what do you, I do it all the time. I ask people, so what do you do for a living? Because I'm interested in that.
Yeah.
And people always have something interesting to share. But in my mind, you're right. I'm probably thinking, you know, maybe about what that income level is right. and things like that, which isn't fair. And I'm not doing it on purpose. I'm not right. judging on purpose.
Right.
But I guess it is a right. judging anyway, isn't it?
Exactly. And I think what happens is the danger is when we slap a label on something, we stop seeing the person. I tell a story in the book about when I used when my girls were younger, and we would take a walk in the back of our woods, and we'd love to look at the trees, and they would be enamored by the different shapes and of the leaves and the colors and the barks, and some trees didn't have bark. And as they got older and they learned that that was a tree, instead of wanting to look at the trees and see them and the nuances of them, they would pull my hand and say, Mom, we already know that's just a tree. And we do that with people. You know, once we put the label on somebody, we stop seeing the nuances of that person, and we just look at them as the collective whole.
Well, and I think part of it is the world we live in today is so fast moving. It is so stressful. We communicate too much through social media.
Yeah.
And really, when's the last time a lot of people can relate to this? You just had a conversation maybe over the fence with your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Today, how many people don't really know their neighbor? We wave, hi, but really know their neighbors. We don't take time to have real conversations. So you don't get to know anybody and this deeper fabric, not just what they do for a living or what they look like.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get to know them.
Yeah.
We don't have time,
right?
Theoretically.
I had a beautiful, though, example this this storm this past weekend. I got home and we had a tree over our cul-de-sac, or at the end of our cul-de-sac in the front of the neighborhood. So I couldn't get down to my house. And my daughter had to jump two fences to get my dogs out of my house.
Mm.
Well, halfway through the day, I walked down to look at the tree, and there's a guy there with his chainsaw cutting down the tree. And I don't recognize him. And I've grown up in this neighborhood. I know a lot of people in the neighborhood. And I said, "Do you live here?" He's like, "No." I said, "Do you know any of us?" He said, "No." I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm here to help you." He said, "I saw that the tree was down, and I recognized that an ambulance couldn't come through if they needed to." So he made sure that the power lines that was going across the street were not live, and started cutting down this tree. And so the neighbors came out to help, and we tried to pay him, and he refused payment. He's like, "No, this is what community is all about." And it so touched me that here's somebody who didn't know any of us, wanted to lend a hand to us.
Just knew it was something that should be done, needs to be done.
Yeah.
Everybody's super busy, you know, first responders, all that. And he just took it upon himself.
Yeah.
In this day and age, though, it's almost like you can get slapped for that. It's like no good deed goes unpunished.
Yeah.
Like when we got to work that morning, Friday, we were in total darkness. We have an automatic generator that goes on, a very expensive big diesel generator. And, you know, it's always worked like a charm. Well, it was not on.
Oh, wow.
And so I took it upon myself to do some investigation, and not having a great skill level there. But I'm like, well, I can do what IT taught me 100 years ago. I can turn it off and turn it on again. And it was one of the, like an auto switch that I turned off. And then when I turned it back on, sure enough, the thing cranks up. And it scares you when it starts and you're right on top of it. Now, everybody was happy in the company that I did that, but they also were like, yeah, in the future, don't touch the generator. And it's not because they don't trust me or whatever. They don't want me to get hurt. That's outside my box.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
But I said, no, I'm going to go outside the box because I'm going to get this thing running.
Right.
So sometimes you got to buck the system or whatever boxes people are putting you in. So has it been 15 years now since you've had Papine Realty?
It's been, 15 since we started the company.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. Because, in your promotion now, you know, I mentioned that. 15 years in running or something like that. So 15 years in, are you number one in the area? You've got to be close.
You know, there's enough business for all of us. I never like to look at numbers.
You know, okay. All right. I'll just say you're hugely successful. And the only reason that's important is because you probably have gathered through your life's experience a lot of great information that you can share, like through this book, Breaking Boxes. Now, you've got daughters.
Mm-hmm.
How have you shared this kind of information with them? What would be an example of how you would get them out of whatever box they feel like they might be in?
There's an example in the book where I learned as a lesson as a mom, where I used to be the helicopter parent and would do a lot for my children. And when my one daughter was in first grade, I recognized that was not, that I was in a box. I wanted that teacher to like me. and I didn't want her. I was single and raising children, and I didn't want them to have a negative impression on coming from a home that didn't have the traditional family. And I recognized that I was doing a disservice to my children, and I told them that, and I went cold turkey. And so from that day forward, if they left a lunch on the kitchen counter and the school nurse called me and said, your daughter doesn't have lunch to, mm-hmm. your daughter doesn't have lunch today, I would say, she'll figure it out. And that's one of my most common expressions to them was that. And it built so much confidence in them. And to this day, if they come to me with a problem, they're always like, don't worry, Mom, I'll figure it out. And so it's those kinds of lessons that I hope I imparted on them to have the confidence that they can truly, you know, beat to their own drum and figure it out on their own.
I just think it's fantastic. Anytime you can share something that you learned and you've been successful in what you've tried to accomplish, that's great information. That's, you know, how else would you get that kind of information?
Exactly.
All right. Betsy Pepine, keep up the good work with Pepine Realty. And how can people get the book real quick?
It's at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and any major bookstore.
Fantastic. Coming up next, What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control, 877-975-9825. Call now, please.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.